trying to get you all the information we can, which is why we had Congressman Tom McClintock here with us just a few minutes ago from California. He is one of the rare surviving Republicans still left in the wild in California. Tom McClintock, one of just seven in that congressional district. Our next guest, though, is representing Michigan, Tim Walberg from Michigan's 7th Congressional District. He's here pretty much every week. Congressman, how are you today?
I'm doing well. It was really a good week that we finished last week in several different ways. So it
really was.
Good to be
you know,
back in the district, but it's also good to have, I think, accomplished some things in spite of the challenges of...
We talked about this. You ended up being still on the House floor Wednesday night. I was in Battle Creek at the Kellogg Center when the president came to town. Of course, he was impeached during the time that he was on stage giving his remarks to the faithful there, more than 2 hours on stage, long speech by the president, which is fine. He covered everything. But here, the next day, Nancy Pelosi says, well, I don't know if we're going to send the articles of impeachment over. And Jim Clyburn saying the same yesterday. I don't know if we're going to send them over because we don't know that we can get a fair trial in the Senate because they're demanding impartiality. This is the same crew, of course, that had 70 Democrats vote for impeachment before the Mueller report was even completed. And then I talked to people here and around the country. Okay, the president's been impeached, and all of a sudden, nobody seems to care. I mean, honestly, it's like everybody's like just yawned and went home. It's like, okay, we did that. So what? It's unusual, Congressman. What do you make of it?
Well, I think we flushed them out.
Is a good term.
I was thinking of it in the line of what you and I both know in hunting, was quail hunting.
I was thinking even
one afternoon last week and flushed a covey. They all burst out and were gone. Well, we did that with the Democrats, and specifically with Nancy Pelosi, that this was never intended to be anything that would accomplish what the framers and founders of our country expected in the Constitution about impeachment and the reason for impeachment. It was done for high crimes, misdemeanors, treason, and none of that was there all along. They know it. They knew it. The charade was put on only to try to sully our president's reputation, his honor, his commitment to doing what he said he would do, and taking this country back into a position of greatness.
In fact, if you go back to some of the original arguments in putting together the Constitution, the term maladministration was bantered about back then for impeachment. And they said, what does that even mean? And the point at the time, they got rid of that term because it would mean that a president would be subjected to, well, we don't like your administration, we don't like you, therefore we'll force you out, which is exactly what happened in this case, because you're right. There is no underlying crime. I see some Democrats online, well, there was obstruction of justice in the Mueller report. Well, if that were true, why didn't Nancy Pelosi put it into the articles of impeachment with the Democrats? It's not there.
Everything that they said they didn't put in the articles and ended
correct.
Up with two very weak articles that were so nebulous.
Meaningless.
Nobody knew exactly what it was, abuse of power. What does that mean? Doing what you said you would do when you ran for president and you used all the powers available to you? Obstruction of Congress, what in the world is that?
Well, it seems like a meaningless...
I think Nancy Pelosi is doing that every day right now.
I agree with that, and she won't even take questions now. Now she's angry about having to take questions. I think it is a meaningless impeachment. And in fact, one of the Democrats' main witnesses, a guy by the name of Noah Feldman, who was one of the professors there, when Jonathan Turley was up there, right? He was one of the four, was Noah Feldman. He says the Democrats at this point have not impeached the president. Until it goes to the Senate and they complete the process, it's an incomplete pass. And he's one of the guys that supported their efforts. And he says, no, you haven't done it here. If you hold on to it, you're not getting it done now. It is funny that Nancy thinks that she can dictate to Mitch McConnell and the Republicans in the Senate how they're going to handle things. Fact of the matter is the Senate could change the rules today and say, okay, you've got 10 days to send over the articles of impeachment, or we're just going to dismiss out of hand. I mean, that would be the end of it, wouldn't it?
It would be. It would be. It's a shame that the president doesn't have the right, as of yet, or the opportunity to display for the world to see, from his perspective, in a court, which would be the Senate, with the Supreme Court Justice, the Chief Justice presiding, opportunity to lay out in front what his perspective is and have attorneys cross-examine the crazy witnesses that were brought up that showed the deep state during the course of the Schiff, Schaff, that went on, as well as what took place under Nadler. But I would much rather see this go by the boards and we be able to talk to the American people and say this is exactly what they wanted to do. They have nothing that they've accomplished, nothing that they want to do more than impeach the president. And I'll correct you, Steve. Generally, I don't have to correct you, and it's not a big thing, but there were 100 Democrats who voted for impeachment since the beginning of this term, and over three-quarters of all of those who sat on those
committees
so-called
that already
hearings had already voted to impeach the president.
It's the seventh time. If I'm not mistaken, it's the seventh time they've introduced articles of impeachment against this president. The seventh time that articles of impeachment have been introduced, the first time they passed. But again, it's meaningless. And I look at the polling numbers, and I know you look at these things, but impeachment is underwater, deep underwater now. And what's terribly sad is a lot of these folks are going, well, why is he still there? Wait a second, he was impeached. Why is he still there? I don't know. Maybe take your government class more seriously next time you're in there so you can understand how it works. Fact of the matter is, he is president, and these guys running around, well, he has an asterisk next to his name now. No, it was the meaningless impeachment, and I'll tell you this. Circle November 3rd, 2020 on your calendar, because that's where the real reckoning is going to occur, I believe.
Absolutely, and that's the way it ought to occur. And Hamilton, of course, he's been bandied about in the last week or so, even from the Democrat perspective, but they don't get it. But you read the Federalist Papers, and Hamilton said the worst thing that could happen would have impeachment. And that's why he was fearful of even including impeachment in the Constitution, because it ever became a political thing and a partisan thing that you just didn't want the president to be the president, and you used it to impeach him and get him out of office and defy the wishes of the electorate in the last election, it would be the end of our republic. And we are sitting on the precipice of that. Fortunately, Nancy Pelosi is incompetent and is incapable of doing what's right. And so now we see that this was just used to sully the president. I don't think it is going to. And as he said at his rally the other night and has said since then, they say I'm impeached. I don't feel like I've been impeached because we're still in power. And yesterday he had the opportunity and the privilege to see the House pass the USMCA. We continue to see his promises kept and his country going forward.
Sure.
And what happened to the stock market yesterday?
Back up again.
It went up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Went up.
So here, I've only got about 40 seconds left, but I want to get Mark Meadows is retiring. That's a bit of a disappointment to you and your colleagues, I'm sure. But who's going to be the speaker when you guys win in 2020? Do you think McCarthy? I'll give you 20 seconds. Last word.
Well, it will be a Republican. And Mark, I think you'll probably see him as the next chief of staff for the president.
Oh, really? All right, then. There's a little news for you. Chief of Staff, because Mulvaney's on his way out. That's correct. Mark Meadows will make a great chief of staff. I won't talk to you again probably, sir. So Merry Christmas to you and your family, Congressman.
Merry Christmas to you and Ivy and all your listeners. That's something in America we can still celebrate together. And for my Jewish friends, Hanukkah starts here on the 22nd. Happy Hanukkah to them as well. But we live in a country that is still a great country.
Yes.
And those of us who are patriots, it's worth fighting for.
Absolutely. Tim Walberg, Congressman from Michigan, thank you so much, as always.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now, we're announcing a bold new goal. To reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050, DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy. They do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years.
since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
I'm Warren Birkenhauer, proud IBEW member. My career began as a non-union electrician. I love the work, not the pay and the lack of benefits. When I joined the IBEW, my life changed. Now I earn great wages, benefits, and I'll be able to have a good retirement. I can take care of my family the way I want to, and that matters to me. The IBEW has made a huge difference in my life. If you're a good electrician looking to get paid what you're actually worth, then there's room for you in the IBEW.
Electricians Wanted. Visit IBEWMichigan.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and IBEW Michigan.